This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, this story reminds me of how often we get duped. I feel like we never really know the truth about anything.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, like this story, for example. Yesterday, I was feeling all like, oh, so sad and just angry about this kid. And now I don't know how to feel. I don't know how that family is thinking. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I would just say, here's how I'm going to take it. Keaton is a bullied little boy. And that's the end of the story. The mom might be nuts. The mom might have her own issues or whatever. But yeah. Keaton, no matter what, I believe is a bullied little boy.
Well, and if that's the case, then it's going to cost him in the long run.
Right.
Because if he was bullied at school for what has happened in the past or how he looks or whatever, his mom being this way is only going to make it worse.
Yeah, so that's all the way around. Now it becomes even more sad.
Speaking of kids, did you see the story of the kid that's 6 years old earning $11 million a year on YouTube?
He's not our kids.
I want to show you something here. This kid.
So that kid doesn't have our credit cards?
No. No. He made $11 million.
How old is he?
He's six.
What does he do?
He does. His name's Ryan. He does toy reviews.
Oh, my God.
They have toys that he plays with, and you see how a six-year-old plays with these toys, if they work or not, and this kid is on the Forbes list. He has over 800 million views.
So can't we do this for every age category? I'm thinking
11. Yeah.
11-year-old should play with toys.
This makes me mad. A six-year-old.
That's crazy.
$11 million in 2017 on YouTube.
Who on YouTube? Okay.
He's got one video that has over 800 million views. It's him opening a giant egg filled with Pixar car toys. And he goes through each and every toy and how it works and how to play with them.
We keep missing it. We keep missing the big one. Whatever the big one is, we keep missing it.
The little boy is in the eighth position on the Forbes ranking this year of the 10 highest paid YouTubers around the world. And he's 6 years old.
How old are you-ish? I think we should have you playing with some toys. Here, play with these. How about this? Run with these scissors. See if you die. We could get a ton of views.
But you just don't know what's going to take off. See, I would have never thought something like this
would
take off.
Run with these scissors. That will take off.
You think so? No, because I'm afraid you'll trip me.
I might. And Sean will play with the wrong kind of toys, so we don't want him to play with toys, because we already heard yesterday what kind of toys he plays with.
Yeah, we don't want to play with
toys. So that's not going to be.
No, your toys are.
But we should do age groups. I have an 11-year-old.
Might work.
But six is so adorable. That's why it's working.
Yeah, well, I'm watching some of the videos right now. I got him rolling over here, and he gets on, like, Bouncy House, and he flies around, and if the toy's bad, they show you that the toy is bad. He reviews every one of these toys.
We need a niche. What's our niche? What's our thing?
I think, I'll bet you, though, with this kid doing so well, there's probably already an 11-year-old.
Well, I agree with you.
Reviewing something because...
So I was going to start doing something, but...
What?
It was a long time ago. I was thinking, you know how they read palms?
Mm-hmm.
And the lines in your palms?
Yeah.
I was going to read something else.
Really?
Yeah.
You were?
I was thinking that might go viral. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I know you tried that for a while. The future didn't look so bright, though.
But what do you think?
From what I
remember. Somebody decided to read palms.
Yeah.
Somebody out there.
Oh, I got it.
Decided, what?
With the palm reading. Yeah. I know what you can do. Why don't you work it out so that people put their palm against the screen?
Okay.
And that way you read the palm through the internet.
Right, yes.
And Of course you don't know.
I don't know anything.
But they don't know that.
I know this like a lifeline.
It's a big scam.
So great.
But
so you walk up and you put your hand against the...
You have a little box there, and then you online are telling them, hey, do me a favor. For me to read your palm, you're going to have to press it against the screen.
Right.
Now, granted, it does nothing.
Nothing at all.
Absolutely. It's all a big scam, right?
Yeah, but we can
You just spit out some things like, you know, like the astrology stuff does.
You're going to have another baby.
Well, I wouldn't get that specific.
Why?
I would do things like, you're going to wake up tomorrow.
Oh, good. Oh,
you
good.
Know, keep it generic so you're always right. Okay? But you do the whole palm thing against the screen. I've never seen that.
No. Okay, but I think we can do scanning. I think we can actually get the palm.
Look, I'm trying to help.
Well, I know, but I think we can do like modern day scanning.
And you guys realize you're going to get so much more than palms.
Well, that's what I was going to read.
I know, but
we're just using palm as the word.
I know, but I feel like the palm has like run its course.
Yeah. Right.
And so I really wanted to read something else because I thought that would be a great fact.
Oh, okay, because that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. Okay. And I could read those.
But we were using palm as a code word.
You're going to have a short life, you know, things like that.
Oh, okay. I mean, all kinds of things.
Or your life's going to take an upward turn.
Yeah.
And you're going to charge for this.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Wouldn't that be a fun party trick? Come on.
Sure. Those people that are willing to do that on the screen are willing to pay far more than the palm people.
I'm just, yes.
To have Jamie.
Just to read it.
Yes.
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 I think that I can make $1 million.
You know what? I might even invest in this. I got my wallet out.
You know?
How do I present this to Shark Tank?
Ooh.
Hey, Lori, here's what I'm thinking. She's on Shark Tank. And to Mark Cuban. I feel like they'd say no. They wouldn't invest in
it. Well, let me show you. Come on out here, Bob.
Right? And I explained to it. Anyway, it's just, we got to find something. Because, I mean, even that's stupid, I know. But in a weird world that it is, it could honestly make millions of dollars.
When I first saw the story of the six-year-old making $11 million, I said, BS. You know, it's another one of those stories that just gets floated out there of all this money. 11 million dollars for a six-year-old. Then I went to the website. I actually went there. I'm watching some of the videos right now. And sure enough, they've got millions upon millions of views.
Well, think about it. I mean, that damn grumpy cat, right? You have a cat that just looks a little pissed off, and the next thing you know, you make $100 million off a damn cat that's bitchy.
Not fair.
It's not fair. Wait, why don't we do, oh my God.
What?
Like something with your belly.
Jamie.
We draw a face on it.
Why do we have to go there?
And your belly button will pour, 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 pour. The singing belly button. Why don't we do BJ's singing belly button? And we'll do like medleys. It'll be like
Christmas carols.
Pelotonics.
We'll start with Christmas carols.
Yes! Yeah. Do you want to start? I'll film one.
No.
Come on!
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.